Hello and welcome to the Planet Waves Weekend Astrology Podcast for the weekend of April 30, May 1, May 2, 2021. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope, including the Planet Waves Monthly Horoscope, which comes out later on Friday night. When I get to the astrology, I'll tell you about why we are delaying that a little bit. In any event, this turns out to be a very exciting weekend to begin the weekend astrology podcast, beginning with the conjunction of the Sun and the planet Uranus, which takes place just as this file is posted at 3:53:47 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That is the Sun and the Earth aligning with a planet that is associated with revolution and shakeups and earthquakes and movement and unexpected developments, and which also happened to be the first planet officially discovered by scientists back in the 1780s. And this is part of what you're feeling today. It's one of these high energy days where it almost seems like either it's full of surprises, nothing is going according to plan, or some combination thereof. And so when Uranus is in the picture, which it will be overnight and into tomorrow, because that conjunction is going to stay close and gradually taper off, it is best to expect the unexpected. Now, tonight, and as I am writing, and well, the moon right now, basically, the moon is working its way into an opposition with Mars. The moon is in the sign Capricorn. That is not the easiest sign for the moon to be in, because the moon is in a Saturn-ruled sign. Does not always feel good in a Saturn-ruled sign. And so that makes it a little, you know, a little crispy and not necessarily feeling emotionally flowing. It can have a little bit of victim consciousness to it, and just in time for it to form an opposition to Mars in Cancer. Mars is in Cancer at about 4.5 degrees, and so that looks like it could be a bunch of anger coming up. And then right after that happens, later tonight, like around maybe 6, 7 o'clock, later tonight, anyway, Eastern Time, closer to 10 probably, is I don't have the time of every aspect written down, but it's Friday night, right after the moon makes its conjunction opposition to Mars. It makes a conjunction to Pholus, and that looks like potentially, you know, being really pissed off and then drinking a lot, which is what Pholus can represent, which is not going to make things easier. If you are angry, I suggest that you not consume alcohol or any mind-altering substance. I think you should consume mind-altering substances when you're in a good mood, not to put you in a good mood, because they tend to magnify, amplify, and reflect what is already there. Now, after this happens, the moon keeps cruising along in Capricorn, and then the next thing it does is it makes a square to Chiron, and this can kind of amp up the feeling of being hurt. This takes place Saturday morning at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Time. And so this makes for a very tense overnight, wherever you are, Friday into Saturday morning, and depending on what part of the world you're in, England, Europe, whatever, late morning into early afternoon. So be mindful of that. And again, please, if you're feeling angry, please do not try to drink your anger away. Then the moon moves on to a trine to the Sun. That's usually helpful. And then the moon in an Earth sign continues making trines to planets in Earth, in Earth signs. So Venus is there, Mercury is there, they're all in Taurus. However, the moon is approaching a conjunction to Pluto. That's always a little bit ominous. That takes place Sunday, May 2nd at 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. So overnight, Saturday into Sunday as well could have a tense feeling to it. A moon conjunct Pluto is a sense of isolation and a little bit of the lone wolf thing going on. And then the moon goes void, of course, and changes signs and enters Aquarius at about 3:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. So that's a whole new ball game when the moon changes signs, and it's, you know, when the moon is on the cardinal cross these days, which it is for about 2.5 days, 4 times a month. So that's like a third of the time, actually. When the moon is on the cardinal cross in Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, we're going to have these kinds of events. This has been going on for a long time because there have been planets, powerful planets, aligned in the cardinal signs for a long time. So meanwhile, moon cruises along in Aquarius. That's going to last again about 2.5 days, and then there is a major turning point when the moon makes a conjunction to Saturn at 3:08 p.m. on Monday, May 3rd. And with that, you may start to get the feeling of, oh, now I get what was bothering me all of that time. So, you know, what do you do when the astrology is like this, when the water is really choppy? Well, one thing it's important to not do is to pick fights with people. As I will say again, there are multiple cautions against trying to drown any anger or frustration in anything that alters your mood. You may be in a perfectly great mood through all this. There are people who seem oblivious to this, or who have a kind of constitution that allows them to process emotional turbulence and anger without, getting shaken up, and often they can provide a rock of stability for other people. Of note, the Planet Waves monthly horoscope for May comes out tonight. I'm going to send that out after the moon makes its opposition to Mars. We don't want that energy totally in the mix. If you're not on our mailing list, it is easy to sign up. Just send an email to cs@planetwaves.net. Again, CS for customer service @planetwaves.net. And just put monthly horoscope in the subject header. We'll send you back your monthly horoscope and add you to our list. I'm also doing an edition of Planet Waves FM tonight. That is available at the Planet Waves FM tab on the Planet Waves website. Just click through, and I am almost always ready by 10 p.m. Eastern time on Friday night. Again, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Friday night. Keep your head. Stay out of danger. Good working with you. You know where to find me. Bye for now.